In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we've reached this point. Great Lent is over. Great Lent was over on Friday night. And Holy Week is upon us. And so we have these two magnificent days that are given to us almost as a respite from the labors we have gone through. Because all of a sudden, the colors change, we're bright, we are proclaiming yesterday the resurrection of Lazarus from the tomb, and today we celebrate the entrance of the Lord into Jerusalem, what we call Palm Sunday. And so it's a wonderful thing. It is a nice time where we think that we can catch our breath, but yet the church does this for a reason. There's a continuity between Great Lent and the beginning of Holy Week. And I must say, there is even in this celebration and the one yesterday, because Lazarus and Palm Sunday are extremely tied in together. It's like one feast. There's a bit of disingenuousness in all of this because we know what's going to happen. We know that immediately after Lazarus, in this unbelievably beautiful and powerful gospel story where our Lord actually weeps before his tomb before raising him from the dead, we know that even then, after his rising, things begin to turn. Already, there are those who are very upset by this action. In fact, we know that they sought to kill Lazarus after this, because so many people were believing because of this wonderful thing that they had seen. And then we know today that when the Lord comes into Jerusalem and the accolades are everywhere, "Hail, King of the Jews," and throwing down palm branches in front of him as if he was a real king, which of course he was, but as if he were an earthly king. And the crowds are so excited. There's so many of them. And they've all heard about this Jesus of Nazareth. And yet, some of them perhaps didn't know enough about him until the rising of Lazarus. But now, even then, we know that within a short period of time, these same people that are so excited to see him and who supposedly love him so much will turn against him and will absolutely abandon him. And even more than that, they will crucify him. How quickly humanity can turn. And our Lord, of course, is very concerned about this. If you pay attention, and I can't really lift it up because of all the crosses, but if you pay attention here to the Palm Sunday icon, you'll notice that the Lord is not looking forward to the people. He is not accepting their accolades. Instead, in this icon, he is turning back and he's looking at the rather perplexed apostles that are perhaps a little bit surprised by this turn of events, but also he's worried about them because he knows that they too are going to abandon him, that even his closest followers, those that absolutely love him the most, are going to walk away from him. So Palm Sunday, while it is a time of great celebration, of a joyous greeting of the Lord as he enters into the holy city, and as he has to enter into the holy city of all of our hearts as well. While we know this to be true, Palm Sunday is also a flare going up into the air, a warning sign for all of us as well, who will be entering soon until this great and holy week, as we call it. And the Lord is going to wonder about us also, who will say, "Even as you have greeted me today, and you have been so excited and celebratory, and it is right to do so, this coming week, where will you be? Will you continue with me, or will you abandon me?" It's something we need to ask ourselves. Because like I said, Lent has gone by. All of the possibilities and plans perhaps we had at the beginning of it when we thought, well, this year it's going to be different. This year I'm going to make it count. And perhaps in some ways we were successful, in other ways we were not. Well, all of that is gone now. It's done. It can't be revisited. We have to put it behind us and look forward now into the future that's coming toward us. Because Lent was the time that we should have spent reading and praying and almsgiving and spending more time in church services in order to be acquainted with our Lord, in order to get to know Him, in order to repent before Him. But now the period is done, and things get really serious this week. Through all of the bridegroom services, through the institution of the Eucharist on Holy Thursday, through His being essentially crucified on Thursday night with the Passion Gospels, through His being taken down from the cross on Friday afternoon, and through our staying with the Mother of God in her lamentation, and then right on into the two resurrection services on Saturday and Saturday night. The Lord is now asking us, will you be with me? Often we like to think that if we were there at the time, if we actually saw our Lord and understood what He was going through and saw what the disciples saw, that somehow we would be different. But yet the Lord gives us an opportunity every single year at this same time and says, can you stay with me for a week? Can you do it? 6 weeks of Lent have gone by. We may or may not, as I have said, been successful. But now is Holy Week. Can you watch with me for 1 week? Can you go with me to the cross? Or do you have better things to do? That's what it comes down to. That's what all of this is about, all of a sudden. Our celebration, our early proclamation, if you will, of the resurrection of Christ, which is what this feast this weekend is. But it all leads to a seriousness of purpose that challenges all of us to upset our normal order and to be with the Lord through these very revered and all holy days. Of course, the Lord does not compel us. He wants us to come freely, just as He wanted the disciples to come freely. But as the group of people that threw down their palms in front of the Lord abandoned Him after this day, we too have to make our own decisions about Jesus Christ. We have to decide which side are we going to throw our lots in with. Is it going to be those who abandoned Him after Palm Sunday? Or is it going to be those who stuck with Him, who saw it through to the end and were willing to go to the cross with Him? Because, my brothers and sisters, that is what Christianity, especially Orthodox Christianity, is all about. It's the synergy between God and man. It's the willingness to exercise our free will in accordance with the grace that God gives us. This time of the year, we hear so much, and I've heard it so many times throughout my life in this society that we grow up in, that we live in every day, that really provides the laws and the cultural aspects that we are all inundated with. When we hear about an easy Christianity all of the time, Christianity is not easy. Following the Lord, taking up your cross, and going with Him is not easy. It's not just a question of accepting Jesus in your heart and let's go on and be merry for the rest of our lives. No, that's nonsense. It's rubbish. It's a lie. It's a blasphemy to say this kind of thing. This is not what Orthodoxy is about. This is not what Christianity in its historic form is about. Christianity is, as I often give it to the great Lutheran pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he said, Christianity is nothing else but calling us to die. to go with the Lord, who said, you know, if you want to be like me, you've got to follow me. Whoever will lose his life for my sake, the sake of the Gospels, will win it. And we know what the reverse of that is. So while this is a beautiful and wondrous and celebratory day, and Palm Sunday after Lent livens our spirits, it raises us up, it shows us that the Lord is who He is as He calls us to follow Him. At the same time, we have to understand the difficulties that lie ahead for Him and therefore for us. And we don't deny these things. We willingly give ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ and say glory to God for all things. And like St. Paul said, if I die, I die to the Lord, and that's a wonderful thing. And if the Lord lets me live, that's a wonderful thing because I can proclaim the gospel. So either way, I do it to the Lord. And that must be our same attitude. We must at this point come to Him, ask His forgiveness, and say to Him, Lord, I'm willing to follow You wherever You go. And Lord, I'm willing to give You 1 week out of my life to follow You to the cross so that I can be raised in glory with You and celebrate that glorious resurrection that is upon us. My dear brothers and sisters, exult today. The raising of Lazarus yesterday is a marvelous occurrence, one that was so startling to bring one back who was 4 days dead. And yet Lazarus, who it was said never smiled the rest of his life except for one time, became, as you see over here in the icon on the far left, became a bishop of the church and served the Lord faithfully for another 30 years or so. His raising should remind all of us of the things that are ahead for us too, if we will just be faithful. And so let's cast our palm branches down in front of the Lord today. Let's wave them in procession. Let's testify to the world that our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is coming into our lives, and He's going to the cross and going to rise from the dead for our sakes, for all of our sins, for all of the things which we have neglected to do, for all of the mistakes that we have made, for all of the people that we have harmed, for all of the misery that we have imposed upon ourselves by our own self-aggrandizement and our own selfishness. Our Lord is carrying all of this with Him to the cross, every bit of it. He's come to resurrect every one of us, to forgive all of our sins, to cleanse us of all impurity, and to make us to be sons and daughters of God. That's why He's here. He is with all of you this day. All of you. He's knocking at the door of your hearts. Remember Him. Turn, answer that door, and allow Him to enter in and to recreate yourself and to bring all of us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.